Tensions were high on the Korean Peninsula on Monday as the North celebrated the birthday of the founder of the country's communist dictatorship, Kim Il-sung. Alistair Wanklin reports.
The U.S. Secretary of State said Washington would offer North Korea talks if it shows what he called good faith and takes steps towards giving up its nuclear weapons.
Our choice is to negotiate. Our choice is to move to the table and find a way for the region to have peace.
John Kerry was speaking here in Tokyo, the final leg of an Asia tour. He said he heard in Beijing a strong commitment by China to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, Pyongyang on Monday marked the birthday of the late founder of the North Korean state. There were no military maneuvers, as some analysts had expected, but state television showed leader Kim Jong-un paying tribute at the mausoleum of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. And one senior official declared that North Korea would never give up its weapons. Rather, Kim Jong-nam said it would now expand its nuclear arsenal. South Korea's defense minister told the parliament in Seoul the North may yet conduct a missile test, perhaps when all the attention has died down. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.